censorship allowing the haters to win ... I have my own copy of my report archived for public access posted August 13, 2018 by James Martin Driscoll. I realized that my report that I made onto this address was extensive, out of the character or box of creations, but was very much real events posted to their detail. The collusion that transpired in a business meeting that occurred, my case manager from Rocky Mountain Cares, property manager from Pillar Properties LLC, and on dash site resident manager Daryl Johnson showing extreme bias was documented to the record of events that occurred. Mr. Johnson was the one who had to apologize to the group for his behavior is out of control. Not I. All I have done is attempted some kind of forum to stop the hating communications and actions that were happening, like ringing my door intercom at all hours of the day. Or creating disturbance inside my apartment and in front of the building after dash hours that I captured on video and posted to Facebook. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/video/10,206,429,429,996,523/this person making this disturbance is Mr. Harris that is noted in the comments. He was the one who comes in to visit with an uninvited person stranger to me who ended up throwing up all over my apartment and we ended up took him to the hospital. An abandoned bicycle was left over from that event that happened before this video was recorded. I took that bicycle and disassembled it and put it in my front closet for several months before it makes its way onto the bicycle rack one day. In October, I made the bike rideable by fixing the chain around the spokes and rode this bicycle around the block. When I returned, I placed the bicycle on the first dash floor rack and less than 2 full days later. As a friend of mine and I were coming into the building, another tenant was eyeballing this bicycle. Noted in my answer to my eviction report by his name and apt hash filed in court papers, see tweet, https://twitter.com/grew/status/807111731562606592, he claimed that the owner of this bicycle outside of my own personal knowledge had transferred the ownership of this bicycle to this other tenant of the building creating a condition of conflict from the source events of abandonment to the new claim events of transferred ownership. The chaos and disturbance was an intentional cause of a continuing 11-month hate and harassment campaign of attacking me by sending persons into my living space who would befriend me then insult me or create a greater disturbance is what appears on video. This is a hashtag conspiracy exposed and I am not holding back on documented evidence tracking of this entire thing onto the web. That makes the postings of reporting details a bit off the mark of most but does in fact represent the truth. I have placed a copy of what I reported last night onto my own archive file system. It is there and able to link to as well as it is indexed for web search engine retrieval. It is a mirror copy of the truth that has been removed from this page. I have done nothing wrong in that reporting detail but to reveal the truth to these circumstances. I can provide more information if necessary to the details that have been documented to the record. All here at this residency has linking associations to the Colorado Health Network and what appears against them several negative Outlook reviews showing on Glassdoor are present to be considered input and important criteria in that Chesney Clanjohn Apartments is an intentional community, IC, of persons with HIV/AIDS and that is a matter of searchable record. Everyone in that complex has case management services with either Colorado Health Network, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, or Rocky Mountain Cares. That is a fact about this residency project. So that is not the issue here. When we combine the association of Caddy Group that is detailed in the Glassdoor review previously sent URL, https://www.glassdoor.com/review/employee-review-colorado-health-network-rvw19297423.htm, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you will be an outsider, with the other reviews showing statements like top leader is racist, deceptive business practices, etc. One gets the impression of a hate group collective is actually in the hands control of this organization with tentacles reaching outward to include the building manager Daryl Johnson as an interlinked housing property per disabilities subsidized housing codes for HIV/AIDS residences. I stand by my review of this report. I hold my hand on the Bible and swear to the court record if need be. I am telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Also reliability on Glassdoor reviews as well, there was a federal court case, United States versus Glassdoor, to which the decision handed down was that Glassdoor was compelled to reveal the identities of authors of damaging review reports if they were fraudulently posted. So, therefore, the contents that are showing on Glassdoor are audited to that fact and remain on site as reliable review data for the public's awareness. Such review reliance on the details of any neighbor.report is not generally collaborated by this same process of data review. I am using Glassdoor to show the collusion between parties involved in the HIV/AIDS community in Denver, Colorado, which this residence address serves to house their clients. If you take your mission motives to why this site exists in the first place, the public should be aware of the conditions of violations of privacy and intentional intrusion into the tenant's life existence and presence living there that should be made apparent, should be off limits. It is a violation of law, nonetheless, that these continue because no one has authoritatively challenged this hate collective group for correction, except for reports such as this one stands, because the social services agency side of this does not acknowledge their conflict with me and are in collusion with themselves at the expense of the interest of the residents and community members. This they have successfully injured my tenancy to its collapse. These are facts. The catalyst of this conflict was the situation of hate relation for attempting to help the community in efforts that were needing to be addressed in the community. Most people I was connecting to on these efforts were Black men within the community. On Facebook, my school identity page for this space was Awesome Chromobone Blows and Glows Playroom, a housing location service. That was one of the functions that I was attempting to serve in the community. There were other deficiencies. I am going to place a shocker real Glassdoor review report of a different agency for comparisons to what also is underlying this hate agenda scheme against the client base. On the Cascade AIDS Project Review, https://www.glassdoor.com/review/employee-review-cascade-aids-project-rv804-1978.htm, disappointment and mendacity, I am not making it up out of the thin blue sky. Cons. Management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict avoidant to the point of dysfunction and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness, highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, Black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. CAP treated HIV plus staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they are claiming they serve. That quoted verbatim with no edits. I did not make that up. The Colorado Health Network's Glassdoor review is related to this property residence address. The eviction that occurred against tenant number 112 filed on November 30, 2016, the day before World's AIDS Day Eve is unjust and outrageous. No one still wants to hold the accounting record of detail, but me. My site holds the truth even when your site will bow out and censor that truth from view. IT is wrong to not alert the community of these past time events. Neighbor, report filed off-site. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /neighbor.report/1,005%20washington%20street%20denver%20 cost/complaint%20issued%20 from%20prior%20occupant%20tenant%20%23112%23,112%23,512%23,512%23,5b%20%23%20%5d.html. This neighbor.report addendum URL page. https://neighbor.report/address/1005-washington-st-denver-co-80203-usa/54155288_id/#29613718